in general.
Sounds official.
Yeah.
Anything that starts with a all right.
All right. Here we are.
It just screams like mid-dawn announcer, 2 a.m. in the morning, chocked up on Coke and whiskey. Just all right.
Full of Christmas cheer.
Giving it a bit of his own boom tish.
We've all got to start somewhere.
Yep, definitely.
We've all got to start somewhere.
So, Merry Christmas to ye all.
This is Merry our Christmas special. It's our eggnog special.
It doesn't sound
Have you ever had eggnog?
Love eggnog.
I've never, honestly never had it. It looks like curdled
delicious
milk.
It's very good.
It's very good.
But it's very strong.
Where I was from, you could buy eggnog all year round. And then I move up here.
Yeah.
And couldn't buy it anywhere. And
no
then
deal.
Christmas rolls around and they got like 6 bottles in at Woolworths. And I'm like, whatever.
Oh.
And, you know, and then that was it. You know, I bought one bottle of it. Some other douchebag bought the other 5. Probably didn't even like eggnog because they don't understand.
They just bought it because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, yeah, they don't understand the, you know, the consistencies of it, the complexity.
What's it made on?
One's eggnog. It's a little bit of it's basically just a milkshake, but they add egg to it to thicken the consistency of one's milk. And
plus alcohol.
Oh, well...
Gotta throw the berries in the eggnog.
I was talking about the non-alcoholic ones you can buy, you know, like the Paul's brand and all that, you know, and Brown's brand. But you add alcohol to it. Much more fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it's basically just like vanilla and cinnamon nutmeg flavoured milk, pretty much. But it's really thick.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good. But you drink it on a 40-degree day, you are gone. Did that once.
Yes.
I did that once, 40-degree day, 600 mils of eggnog. It wasn't good.
I remember one time was that in the middle of summer, we were in a family spa. And we just when the Chewy's Platinum first came out, and we were knocking back these Platinums, and we were just hammering back. We were supposed to be in the spa for no more than 20 minutes.
That's right.
We were in the spa all afternoon. Mm. There was no shade, knocking back these Platinums. You feel fine?
Yeah.
And the moment you stand up,
You are gone. So this is the episode all about...
if you haven't realised already, it's all about eggnog.
Totally.
Christmas cheer.
This is the episode where we chat about eating, drinking... Lousy gifts and family dramas.
Yeah. Lousy gifts.
Can we go through some lousy gifts? Let's get this out of the way early, shall we?
My worst gift.
Yeah.
God rest my grandmother's soul. Yeah. I mean, it would have been 99, 2000, something like that.
Mm.
I was dropping the most blatantly obvious hints of a CD that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was Limp Bizkit, Chocolate Starfish, and Hot Dog Flavored Water. So I wanted that album. Just desperate for it. Would have sold my left testicle if I could.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have been any more obvious. It was, you know how, you know, your girlfriend, I'll circle the ring in the in the magazine. I'll leave it on the counter and I'll leave it on the bedside table. I'll do the exact same thing in all the Target and Woolworths, Big W magazines.
Yeah.
Anyway, come around Christmas, CD, looking present. I'm like, yes! You know what I'm getting? Open it up. The Backdoor Boys CD.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to go say something like you wanted... Limp Bizkit, Chocolate Starfish, and the Hot Dog Flavoured Water. I think you were going to get something like Hootie and the Blowfish.
or Hot Chocolate.
Or the Chocolate Starfish, the Australian band. A couple of years ago for Christmas, about Christmas 95, 96, my mum, knowing not that much about modern music, and my mum's gone into Big W, and she's made the big mistake of going up to the chick that works in the CD department, and she's gone... What are all the kids listening to nowadays?
Oh,
Engelbert Humperdinck.
No.
Christmas Day, my brother opens up said CD, and it's garbage.
As in the band garbage?
Yeah, the band garbage.
Yep.
And my brother's just gone, yeah, thanks.
Yep, cheers.
Awesome.
My crappiest Christmas present. Look, I've had a few. I could do like a top 5 list. But I'll just do one that...
We're going to turn this into Letterman?
If you're doing... if you're doing CD
I'll be
stories...
Phil Schaefer.
Nice. Can you just shave your head?
Yeah, that's right, Dave.
Hit the drums. Sweet. You guys are talking CDs.
Yeah.
I'll talk CDs for a moment. Okay, so I was always like the oldest by far.
Yeah.
When it comes to between me and younger siblings, there's like 10 years apart.
Mm.
So we go to this You know, like some people have like street party and all the families get together and then they all muck around and get, you know, pissed quietly in their quiet little well-behaved neighbourhood. Nobody sort of says anything. All the, you know, wives keep the liquor in the linen closet.
closet drunks love it.
Yeah, totally, totally good. Sweet liquor eases the pain. Ankle biters around me. I'm like 10, 11, something like that. And I've gone, oh, man, this sucks. Balls and all these younger kids, and you know, they inevitably get one of the dads in the street to dress up as Santa and come and chat to the kids and give them presents, and they all go and sit on his lap, and they're wrapped literally with anything. They are totally wrapped. And I was like, yep, good, I'm too old for this. So I just sat back. All of a sudden my name gets called out and I'm like, what? Go and sit on Santa's lap. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, there's people here who have got kids who I go to high school with. They're going to hear that a 12-year-old went and sat on Santa's lap. Like, you're way too old for that. Anyway, I go and sit on his lap and I'm just like shoulders are low. I'm like completely uninterested. And he gives me this CD and I'm like, oh, brilliant. Because I didn't have that many CDs at that age. And I was like, yeah, sweet. I only had like, you know, Michael Jackson cassettes and, you know, singles. So I've gone, yeah, okay, cool. This isn't too bad. I'll sit on Santa's lap for a free CD. I've walked away and gone, thanks, man. Opened it up. F***ing Crisscross.
Oh!
Remember Crisscross?
Oh, my God.
Jump, jump, jump. I missed the bus. I missed the bus. And I just went, you are kidding me. Even at that age,
was this 1993? Crisscross is cool, or are we talking about end of the 90s?
No, we're talking like 92, maybe.
Oh, God. Yep. Crisscross is going to make you jump.
And I opened it up. I nearly f***ing died. I just was like, and my dad's like, hey, yeah. And all the young kids listen to that. I'm like, take a look at these jokers on the front cover, Dad. Seriously, they wear their pants backwards on purpose just to look cool.
Yeah.
I said, they're like little. I was like, no, this is just not right.
I used to always get crappy Christmas presents too. And the problem was we had a bit of an issue with us buying really good presents for other members in our family.
Yeah.
And them always going down to Golo. Or
yep, and buying you shit house gifts.
Shit presents.
Yep.
And it came sucks. To a head a couple of years ago.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Massive family feud that I began.
Bum-bum.
Punch up.
Oh, my God.
Done and dusted.
I understand if you can't release a lot of details about that on a podcast, but can you give us a rough guide as to how that went down?
Not that good, actually.
Okay.
Me and my cousin, we had a bit of tension together.
Yeah.
Always had.
Yeah.
And,
Is it because you think she's hot?
No, it was a he.
It was a he, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because he thinks he's hot?
And, and yeah, we ended up having a massive punch-up.
You were involved in the punch-up. Yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Awesome. How did you... You don't have to say, but look, that's quality.
It was basically like I just got the shits. I got a crappy present from him and I was a bit pissed off. Mm. And then he like... said some shit that pissed me off and poof, smack.
You smacked him once.
Smack in the head.
Nice.
And then he's f***ing smashed me back.
Yeah.
And thrown a chair.
Yeah.
I'm chucking shit too. And then, of course, you know what Family Feud's like? Domino effect, baby.
Mum gets involved.
Yep. Then the uncle and aunties have been involved and my mum and dad, they've come up and bloody broken us up. And then the uncle's gone, that bloody Jared character, he's a f***ing loony, should get him looked at. And then my parents have gone, oh, there's nothing f***ing wrong with him, it's your son, that's a f***ing issue. Bam. All gone. We didn't speak to my cousins for a good like 4 years after that.
Because you just said, dude,
yeah, exactly.
I've given you an awesome present and you've given me absolute pox again since we were kids. Pull your f***ing head in. Bang.
Yeah, pretty much. And then just out of nowhere one day we end up just making amends and having Christmas again, and it's all being good sense.
Yeah, right.
So then
your part, your family lets it all out.
Pretty much.
My family just keeps it all inside.
Yeah, my family does that
too. Well, we used to do that. We used to keep it all inside until I kind of started it. I just smack, bang. sorted out with a fist and a smack. It all came bloody bubbling out after that.
And everybody was Christmas kung fu fighting.
That was actually the present I got. Carl Douglas on CD.
Oh, or, not Bus Stop.
No.
So anyway, Christmas. Yeah,
Merry
good.
Christmas.
Good. The only thing Christmassy about this episode is the fact that you got tinsel on your desk.
That's right. Oh, exactly.
I had pizza the other night.
Yeah.
Tinsel in it.
It did. How'd you know? I'm not kidding. I'm not going to mention the restaurant, Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Brandis brought home pizza, crack it open, 27 meats and tinsel.
Lovely. Oh, my God.
And it wasn't just little bits of tinsel. It was actual shriveled up pieces of tinsel. So it's actually gone through the oven.
Oh, no. Yeah. And it's melted. Did you
bring it back?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't actually.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
You ate melted tinsel.
Oh, I did. I picked the tinsel out.
What are you, homeless? Just ring him up and get a credit and get him to bring another one out.
We went and picked it up.
No,
didn't check it until we brought it home. No, I'm not going back now.
No, you still ring him up and you go, "Oi, I've got home. It's got tinsel in my f***ing pie. Give me some shit."
I honestly thought it was just because we'd been doing cards and I thought it was what do you call that? Flaky stuff?
Glitter.
That's it.
Crabs.
Crabs. Don't think shaving your pubic hair will rid you of crab infestations. Yes, no, it was it. I thought it was tinsel in the...
Yeah.
Tinsel. Said it again. Freaking glitter in the pizza because we'd been doing cards.
Right.
And no, it was tinsel from...
Oh, hang on. Back up. Are you and your missus the people that put glitter in Christmas
cards? No, it was on the cards.
Oh, right.
It was on the... I hate that shit.
Nothing worse.
You crack it open. Like, oh, Christmas card. Crack open.
Never had that. Ever.
Are you serious?
No. What?
And it never goes away. The glitter stays on your skin forever.
It does.
Yep.
And how gay do you look when you rub your face and you've got tinsel on your hands?
Yeah.
And it whittles glitter around your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Look like a bloody freak from some science fiction movie.
You look like Julian Clary.
More 90s references. Julian Clary, bring it on.
Living in the 90s.
Police were called in to prevent a clergyman dressed as Santa from delivering treats to children. The Reverend James Rosenthal was dressed in a robe with a long white beard and was refused entry by guards. After a standoff, security guards called the police to remove him. This guy is the Anglican Church's leading expert on St. Nicholas. Yeah.
What?
He's a church guy. He's a leading expert in Santa. But yeah, he said he was extremely disappointed that 35 boys and girls at the centre were denied a visit by the patron saint of children. $300 worth of treats were eventually loaded into an unmarked van by the security guards. He was out of there.
Holy shit!
Yeah, but I don't get it. I go, what? He had it was the priest. He had a problem with not being let in. It's like, God boy, why do you think that people had a problem with a priest in a disguise trying to give treats to children? Hello, your department's reputation precedes you. Hi, I'm here to give treats to children. F*** off. I would say the exact same. It's like, dude, get a clue. If you're thinking of getting your kiddies Thomas the Tank Engine prezzies for Christmas for the young ones, think again, because apparently Thomas is sexist.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Children's favourite, Thomas the Tank Engine, Canadian academic. You'll love this, JB. For being sexist, Shauna Wilton, a professor of political science, highlighted the class, and she's right, the class divide which sees Thomas and his friends at the bottom of the social ladder and the wealthy fat controller at the top. She was critical of the fact that the show only has 8 female characters out of the 49 in the show. Any attempt to break out of this controlled hierarchy to gain individual power, show initiative, is met with punishment, usually because it goes wrong. Every time they want to do something on their own, the shit hits the fan. At where's the island of Sodor?
Yeah, that's right.
Everything
yeah.
just goes down. But I mean, look, it's not all that bad. I don't think really.
How do you know that Sodor?
Yeah, It was all quiet on the island of Sodor.
Thanks for that, Ringo.
I don't really think it's all that bad. At least the show's not homophobic. Like, the amount of times I've heard Thomas was out back shunting Percy, and the trains have always got that look in their face like they're being violated from behind. You know, just that.
And all the little carriages have got that real sinister look on them as well.
It's looking
they
around.
Know what's going on.
Edward's the biggest train, and he's always got shifty eyes. Who can I shunt in the tunnel now?
Look out. Here comes Negative Man.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and sad as a wreck. How to live in a world that's politically correct. His work is no longer what answer to L's. Vitically challenged, they were calling themselves. And labour conditions at the North Pole were alleged by the Union to stifle the soul. Four reindeer had vanished without much propriety, released to the wilds by the Humane Society. Equal Employment made it quite clear that Santa had better not use just reindeer. So Dancer, Donner, Comet and Cupid were replaced with pigs. And you know that looked stupid, man. The runners had been removed from his sleigh. The ruts were termed dangerous by the EPA. And people started to call the cops when they heard sled noises on their rooftops. Secondhand smoke from his pipe had his workers quite frightened. His fur-trimmed red suit was called unenlightened. And to show you the strangeness of life's ebbs and flows, Rudolph was suing over unauthorized use of his nose. So half the reindeer were gone, and his wife, who suddenly said she'd had enough of this life, joined a self-help group, packed and left in a whiz, demanding from now on her title was Ms. And as for the gifts, why, he'd never had a notion that making a choice could cause so much commotion. Nothing of leather, nothing of fur, which meant nothing for him and nothing for her. Nothing that might be construed to pollute. Nothing to aim. Nothing to shoot. Nothing that clamored or made lots of noise. Nothing for just girls. Or just for boys. Nothing that claimed to be gender-specific. Nothing that's warlike or non-pacific. No candy, no sweets that were bad for the tooth. Nothing that seemed to embellish a truth. And fairy tales, while not yet forbidden, were like Ken and Barbie, better off hidden. For they raised the hackles of those psychological who claimed the only good gift was one ecological. No baseball, no football, someone could get hurt. Besides playing sports, expose kids to dirt. Dolls said to be sexist and should be passé. And Nintendo would rot away your entire brain. So Santa stood there, disheveled, perplexed. He just could not figure out what to do next. He tried to be merry, tried to be gay. But you gotta be careful with that word today. His sack was quite empty, limp to the ground. Nothing fully acceptable was to be found. Something special was needed. A gift that he might give to all without angering the left or the right. A gift that would satisfy with no indecision each group of people, every religion, every ethnicity, every who, everyone, everywhere, even you. So here's that gift. its price beyond. May you and your loved ones enjoy peace on Earth. Yeah.
Look out. There goes Negative Man.
A Santa has been sacked after sulking.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. What?
Santa's been sacked.
Oh, yay.
Swing. Took off your hair.
Totally. The Santa, he's been sacked after sulking during the switching on of some lights in the city. Richard Cowell, 34, sat texting on his sleigh, ignoring youngsters and leaving some in tears.
He sat
the whole time. He's sitting in his sleigh.
I love that he's texting in his sleigh. That's a safety hazard right there.
On his Twitter.
Yeah, picking up the other kids on Bluetooth with their mobiles going, "Hey buddy, tell Mummy Santa thinks she's a MILF." A retail giant is looking for three grumpy people to test the jokes in its bonbons. Debenhams pledged only jokes good enough to make the dourest judges laugh will make it through. So, got some bonbon jokes.
All right, here we go.
We'll be the judge of these. Ready, go.
What do you call Santa Claus after he's fallen into a fireplace? Crisp Kringle.
Oh,
man. Does that pass? Doesn't pass. All right, we'll move along.
That is awful.
They need judges. Honestly, they do. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard, because these are fucking dreadful. These are from the $2 bonbons you buy from Golo.
God.
Which of Santa's reindeers needs to mind his manners the most?
Oh, hang on.
Rudolph.
Oh.
You laughed.
Oh, God.
All right, that passed. All right.
No.
Where do Santa's reindeers like to stop for lunch?
No.
This is going to be good.
I can't even say it. Dairy Queen.
What?
I have nothing. I've no words for that.
What do you call the fear of getting stuck while sliding down a chimney?
Oh, claustrophobia.
Yes.
Yeah!
Santa claustrophobia. What nationality is Santa Claus?
Norwegian, isn't he? Oh, wait, it's supposed to be a joke. Sorry.
That's actually funnier than the punchline.
What is it?
North Polish.
Oh.
Burn. You can fail. You can see that one going around the table at Christmas Day lunch when you're off your chops on 4X gold and green ginger wine.
Totally. Bonbon fail.
What do you get when you cross an archer with a gift wrapper? Ribbon Hood. And here's the last one.
Yep.
Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Mm.
Because he had low elf esteem.
Now these are funny because we're not laughing at the actual comedic writing of these. We are we're giggling because of the awfulness.
That's dreadful.
I feel dirty after hearing those.
But let's get all, because, you know, September just gone was the anniversary of GFC, Global Financial Crisis. Been hanging around for a year. So these are Wally's tips to earn money this Christmas. Just, you know, to do the right thing. This is not only a comedy podcast. We also keep the greater population in mind. So tip number one, hang around in shopping centre toilets. Steal the toilet paper and sell it back at outrageous prices to dickheads who don't check the toilet paper holder before they dump one. That's pretty good.
I like that.
Make a bit of money back. Yeah. Hire a Santa suit, grab a big chair and prop yourself up in a shopping centre charging parents to tell their kids that Harry Potter sucks wang and as such, no Potter toys exist.
That is brilliant.
Pretty good.
That's brilliant.
Blokes, you can shave your legs, don the cocktail dress, whop on a bit of makeup and pose as Tiger Woods' wife, lovingly staying by his side. I reckon there's half a mil right there. These are great tips to earn money.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Charge shopping centre Santas $10 a piece to set up their North Pole display out the front of the lingerie shops. That'd be all right.
Hot.
Check it out. That'd be good. $10 on the side. Thank you very much, Santa. And now, you know, he's pitching a North Pole out the front of Victoria's Secret.
Mm-mm.
Prime viewing. And you could probably grab another $5 on the side as well for breath mints just to get that bourbon smell out of their mouth. Yeah. But my favourite one is you can become an agent to the stars. Anyone can, you know, peddle celebrities these days. So particularly celebrities who haven't done much recently, they would be desperate for representation and you could earn money with them. So you could offer to paint a Christmas present with their name on it, like the Alanis Morissette high-pitched shrill car alarm. I reckon that's a winner. What about the Paris Hilton Trivial Pursuit of Excellence? Or, my personal favourite, the George Michael Do-It-Yourself Handbook.
Oh.
See? I reckon they're my tips. Tips to stretch your dollar further this Christmas.
Actually, and I remember reading something in science, a bit off the topic here for a second, back in high school, and it was a way to save water. And one of the things, mind you, this was a Christian school, I might point out. One of the things to help you save on water was shower with a friend.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I see that on T-shirts, actually. Save water, shower together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Moist.
And then film it.
Film it and pop it on YouPorn.
And then sell it.
RedTube, baby.
Save water and make money.
Yes. Absolutely.
Bit of shower cam number two.
See, I knew my tips were missing something.
You know how you can make even more money? Design a f***ing ginormous motorized cupcake and sell it for $25,000 to unsuspecting f***ing Americans that have too much money. Then f***ing sense.
What are the odds?
I drive a Chevrolet. I drive a cupcake.
What are the odds? The Yanks thought, we're going to make a car. What do you want? Cupcake. Lots of people are enjoying the holidays now, and I was reading about how there was a childcare centre in Cincinnati, if we're staying in the US. The Covenant Apostolic Church Daycare Centre in suburban Cincinnati. Two staff members had been sacked following claims that the workers in the daycare centre put over-the-counter dietary supplement powder in lollies to help the children sleep at nap time.
Oh, my God.
How wrong is that?
That's
right, these little snot noses are giving me the shits. Couple of roofies, knock them out and put them to sleep. The township police confirmed investigations were underway. The thing is, they're going about it the wrong way, these people at the childcare centre. Like, why flirt with the law? Hello, you're a religious organisation. I can think of one way you could put the kids to sleep. Just recite the New Testament out like a light. No laws broken, no nothing. You're a church daycare centre. Just whip out the good book. Absolutely. Like, you'd think they would have narcolepsy. It'd be that quick. On the first date. What other Christmas stuff? Are we all Christmased out? Is this?
I'm done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long are we gone so far?
48.
Jesus Christ. Happy birthday. All right.
Pompous ass.
Awesome.
Have a good Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Safe and Happy New Year, folks.
Yes,
thanks for listening over the last year. It's brilliant. We'll be back with, I suppose, official episode 2 of, because this is just a special, isn't it?
Weird is that? We've actually got a special
I know.
Episode. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What was our last special episode? When Michael Jackson died, actually.
It was, yeah.
A little
yes.
bit of feature there.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so probably episode 2 of season 3, maybe end of Jan, Feb, something like
Beauty.
That. We'll convene back somewhere around there, early Feb, let people have the old Jan holidays off. That's it. Okay, let's call it at that. Do you want to take a break in January?
Done.
All right, done.
Merry Christmas and a happy and safe new year, and we'll catch you in the teenies.
Hugs, kisses, and inappropriate gropes.
Ooh, on the island of Sodor.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions, copyright 2009.